Father, we just thank you for our time focusing on you tonight. We thank you, Abba, you are the most important relationship that we have, and that we know, Lord, that you created us for relationship, for a loving relationship, an accepting relationship. And we just ask, Lord, that you show us what that loving, accepting relationship looks like for us personally and individually. Jesus, we thank you that you went to the cross for us so we can have that personal, intimate relationship with Abba Father. Jesus, you understand what it's like because you came in the flesh, and you know exactly what it feels like to have relationship. And we ask you, Jesus, that you give us a revelation of what it was like for you having relationship not only with Abba Father, but for every person that you came in contact with. Holy Spirit, we ask that you just give us wisdom and understanding regarding how to communicate with one another and ourselves, and with our Father in heaven. And we know that you know, but we desire to know. So, Lord, what do you want to tell us about relationships? Love is the key. Agape love. It's that perfect love that I give you to not only love me, but to love yourself and to love one another. And when you ask me for more revelation right now of what that agape love looks like, I'll show it to you right now. So ask. I've also given you that phileo love, that brotherly love. And I understand that you also want to know what that love is like, because I created you to have that brotherly love. And I know some people rub you the wrong way, and maybe you rub people the wrong way at times, but I still give you that love for them, and they have love for you as well. Can you forgive them as I have forgiven you? Can you let them off the hook? Because when you do, that really says that you love them. You know it's my perfect love that casts out fear. I want you to be bold and fearless and courageous to go up and to speak to anybody about Jesus Christ. So when you have that divine revelation of that perfect love, that you're going to be more than willing to go up and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anybody that I connect you with. Relationships are key when it comes to sharing the gospel. You can't do it by yourself. I didn't create you to do any of this by yourself. I brought people into your life for a reason, and you're in people's life for a reason. Have you asked me what the reasons are yet? Go ahead and ask away. Why have I blessed you with so many amazing relationships right now? Isn't it time that you learn the key to having healthy relationships? Don't you want to know the secret of having healthy, supportive, encouraging relationships? Well, my word says you need to get wisdom. And with that wisdom, you get understanding as well. And if any of you lack wisdom, you just ask and I will freely give it to you. So ask me for wisdom for your relationships. Do you know my motives are always pure when it comes to you and me? I'm always blessing you. I'm continually giving to you and providing you with more than enough. Will you just open up and receive more from me? Because I do know that when you do receive, many of you have big mouths and you're going to brag on me. And that's what I want. You're to boast in me, not to boast in yourself. I desire that my promises come to pass because I'm the one getting glorified through you. Can you rest in our relationship? Can you simply just relax right now? There's no striving when it comes to my relationship with you. If you could only see how excited I am every time you give me your attention and your focus. If you only knew how joyful I am when you seek me, you would do it much more. Love is going to get you through whatever you're afraid of. Love versus fear, love always wins. So whatever the enemy has tried to convince you that you're not able to do, that you're afraid of doing, the truth is you really can do it with my love. Have you asked me for a new revelation of love today? Go ahead, do it right now. Can you not sense my love with you? Do you know my loving arms I've wrapped around you, and I'm holding you? I am. Can you sense my peace as well? And my sweet presence. It only takes a moment to change your focus, and you can experience and encounter this sweetness at any time. I desire that you connect with me more and interact with me more than you ever have. I want you to come to me with your decisions. Doesn't matter what decisions that you make every day, please come to me, because I always know the right decision. I don't want you guessing anymore or trying to figure things out. I desire that you always come to me and simply ask and then listen, and I'll reveal the answers to you. Again, my motives are pure. I see you perfectly in my sight. My perspective is perfect. And I want you to have the same perspective that I have. I want you to see yourself the way I see you. And when you do, it will change the rest of your relationships. There are many people praying for you. Did you know that? Some are praying for your provision. Others are praying for protection. But there are several that are praying that I send people into your life. And you know what? I'm answering their prayers. I know you desire divine connections and appointments. And I'm really good at that too. So get ready for me to start highlighting people. And there's a reason I'm highlighting those people, because I want you to connect with them. If you're not sure what to say to them at first, ask me. I'll tell you. And then go over and talk with them. It's that simple. I'm expanding your network of people that you already know. And it's going to grow. I have key relationships here in 2015 that I'm going to connect you with, but you must be willing and obedient to do what I ask you to do. Do you know how significant your life is? Do you really know how important you are to me and to others? Don't ever take yourself for granted. And don't take others for granted either. Be thankful. Be grateful for not only who you are, but the people that I put in your life. If there are people that you hear about in the news that are doing things that don't line up with my will, pray for them. Bless them. Because they need prayers. There are too many people cursing them, so I want you to turn things around for them so that they are blessed with my blessing. Do you have a clue how many people are praying and interceding for you right now? You would not be where you are right now without other people's prayers. You know that. But you are all making a difference when you pray and intercede for others. You do know that my son is your advocate, that he is the high priest and he comes before me. And you know what? He knows what to pray. He knows exactly what to say to me that I'm going to say yes to every time. So from this moment on, will you seek me like you have never sought me before? Will you allow me to guide you in your relationships? Because I do know what is best for you, and I have your best interest in mind. So get ready for new healthy relationships this year. Begin to thank me for them right now, and watch them come sooner than later. For it's my perfect will to connect you with the people I want you to be connected with, but you have to realize that it's not what you're getting from them, but what you get to give to them. It's about blessing them and loving them. This is your year of new relationships, so just get ready for me to set you up, because I am working behind the scenes for you. Father, we just thank you that you are making all things work out together for our good, because we love you and we're the called according to your purpose. Jesus, you said that we are to love one another as you love us. So we ask you, Lord, that you show us how you love us so we can love one another just like you do. Holy Spirit, teach us the difference between agape love and phileo love. And Abba, Father, we thank you that you love us with that unconditional, fearless, accepting love. Give us a deeper revelation, the breadth and the width and the height and the depth of the love that you have for us. We desire to know the love of Christ, which fills us with all the fullness of God. And Lord, we thank you that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we are asking or thinking, according to the power that is working within us. All for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.